Martin Gormley, MC on the day for the Donegal Half Marathon. Great to see numbers back, and there was a great buzz about the whole occasion.
Yeah, I suppose the important thing, Chris, here this morning was that it put a smile on people's faces. People have been out jogging, running around the road, you know, doing a certain amount of training, but it was great to get them back at an event where it was, you know, the safety was paramount. It was, you know, they felt that they could come here and they could run safely, and, you know, it was great to see so many people reaching the line here with smiles on their face. It wasn't just about, you know, the elite athletes or the people up front. It was about participation, and it was about, you know, providing an event, first of all, for the people in the county. But we've had a lot of visitors here this morning also, and it was great to see them enjoying it. And, you know, from talking to people, this is, you know, can I come back next year? Will I get back next year? When will the entries open again? So we're hoping to come back bigger and better next year, and hopefully the you know, all those protocols, the COVID-19 protocols, will be lifted.
And a lovely medal with the Fannett Lighthouse on it, and yet you've tied into the whole Wild Atlantic Way theme, and it's all about promoting Donegal also.
Yeah, well, we're very much proud of our county up here, and it's good for the people in the county because it's a big county. And what we're doing, the theme is every year we're going to have a medal with a different symbol at the centre of it. This year we went for Fannett Lighthouse. Next year we're going to have a different symbol and a different symbol the following year, all related to the Wild Atlantic Way. And what we're doing is, first of all, we're making Donegal people aware of the beauty that exists within the county itself, but not alone that, but people outside the county can travel, and we're hoping that a lot of people will try to get a collection together year in, year out, where they can put each medal side by side with a different symbol, showing off what's good about our county each year.
The race itself, from Letterkenny around the New Mills area, finishing up at the Danny McDade track here at the Ora Leisure Centre. Tremendous facilities, and great to see. We're just looking out now as the things are being tidied up at the end of the afternoon, and huge voluntary support and a good community spirit.
Oh, absolutely, Chris. We couldn't run an event of this scale without the help and the volunteers that have come forward here this morning. We're very, very grateful to Donegal County Council, the Donegal Sports Partnership, the Donegal Volunteer Centre, Fáilte Ireland, and of course Optum Healthcare, and our main sponsor then, of course, Cairn and Spar. Without these sponsors, we couldn't run the event that we have here today. But we had volunteers right all over the town here. People felt safe, people were contributing, and not alone, I suppose, the volunteers that have come out, but we've had good supporters. Been lots of family and friends out cheering people along the course, encouraging them, and it's very satisfying for us to see people hitting the line here, collecting a goodie bag and a big smile on their face, you know. And running conditions have been perfect here. There's no wind, there's no rain. The sun is not shining too hot, and it's just right for running here. And from talking to the runners out there, they've enjoyed the course, and they've enjoyed the atmosphere, and they've enjoyed the conditions that exist here at this event.